Backseat Reality, episode number 4. Hey, this is Tony.
And this is Julie.
We are the Backseat Producers. This is Backseat Reality, episode number 4.
Woohoo! We made it another one.
Hey, you know what? We did 2 in a row for 1 and 2. So.
Okay, so we should wait a year before we do 5 and 6?
3. if we're going to hold to a pattern, we wait 3 years. Actually,
3 years.
2 years, 11 months.
It's been that long since the other one?
Yes. July of 2008.
Wow. That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
We're busy. We got lots of stuff going on.
I'm so busy.
If you could ever keep your mouth off a microphone, then maybe you wouldn't be so busy.
I have things to say.
Obviously, you
I
think
have
you do.
Opinions that need to be heard. I provide this. This is a service we provide here.
You're going to get some kind of Medal of Honor for it?
Probably.
So, community service commendation?
Let's just get started. What are we talking about? What do we want to talk about first?
I think all we have is The Bachelorette and The Voice again.
Okay. But
we do have a little bit of gossip about Big Brother and The Amazing Race.
Okay. And next week is the finale of The Voice.
Yeah. I did not know that until tonight.
Right. So, what do you want to talk about first?
Okay.
Let's talk about this other news and gossip stuff that you have.
Okay.
Before we get too far along.
Well, Big Brother starts July 7th, and I've heard they finalized the cast.
Two and a half weeks.
Yeah. So, shortly they should be getting the cast into the house.
If they finalize the cast is going in the house because...
It's usually once the cast is in the house, that's when they'll bring out who everybody is. They haven't released everybody, all the names and everything yet. Once they're locked in the house, then CBS comes
they don't
out
give
with
them
little
any
profiles.
Time, but they don't give them any time.
No, they kidnap them and take them right in the house.
Right.
So, once they're in the house, I think they're in there for like a week and a half or 2 weeks before the filming the episodes actually start airing. They'll release a bio on everybody and a picture and stuff beforehand so you can kind of get to know them a little bit. See who you're going to hate, who you're going to like, who you're going to root for, who you're going to...
So...
Reveal the big twist. I don't know if this year's going to have a big twist, though.
2 weeks from when this episode drops, because this episode will drop on Thursday.
Ooh, time to start counting the days!
2 weeks. 2 weeks from this episode drop is going to be the first episode.
Yep.
Alright.
Still seriously considering getting the live feeds.
You need to start...
You can get them on your phone.
You need to get a chip-in account. Or a Kickstarter account, one of the two.
I need a new phone so I can watch them on my phone.
You have until August.
At work.
You have until August.
I get one of those phones with one of the little kickstands and put it on my desk and just watch it all day long. That'd be awesome.
If you got a phone with a Wi-Fi hotspot built in and a Color Nook... And you rooted it.
That sounds like an awful lot of trouble.
It kind of is.
I'll just read the 24-hour summaries that other websites put out there.
That's fair. All right, so you said there were some rumors about Amazing Race.
I did hear a spoiler on Amazing Race. I don't know if anybody wants to hear it, but
so do
it's
we
not
want to
huge.
Do spoilers?
Ethan Zahn and Jenna Maresca from Survivor are supposed to be a team on The Amazing Race. This upcoming season.
You know what? I don't care. I don't care about people we already know about on the Amazing Race. The Amazing Race doesn't have enough of a social component that it matters.
But it's fun to see them again.
I don't care about them though. I don't. I want to see new people. I'm more curious. If there's interest in conflict.
I didn't say
it
was a good thing or a bad thing. I was just putting it out there as news.
You're rolling your eyes now, but you said specifically the other day.
No, that's true. I do like Survivor and Amazing Race when it's all unknown people better. And even like this season of Survivor that's coming up that they're going to have a couple returning players again. I don't like that. Gives them an unfair advantage, especially in a situation like that. We saw that last year.
It also gives them an unfair disadvantage, depending on who the people are. I mean, Russell didn't have a shot. And I don't know how Rob did. I don't, to this day, I don't understand how they let him get away with it.
Because he just played them that good.
I think they were afraid of him.
Probably.
Because it doesn't make any sense otherwise. It just doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. They were starstruck. Next.
Next up, The Voice.
Are we going to talk about The Voice first?
Might as well, because it's fresh in our heads, because it was just on.
Okay.
Okay.
Still don't like Beverly.
Oh my gosh. Let's wait. Okay, let's start with the results from last week first, before you started on the Beverly
okay.
thing again.
Next.
Okay. This week we had results for CeeLo's team and Adam's team. CeeLo's team was the sisters, Taylor and Tori, Curtis the country singer guy, Nakia, and Vicky.
Yes, I believe last week I called Vicky and Nakia.
And that's who made it through. America voted through Vicky, and CeeLo picked Nakia.
Yes.
Then Adam's team was Casey Weston, who looks like Colby Kelly, Jeff Jenkins, the country kid, young kid, Devin, who I really just can't even think of anything to say about him. Kind of geeky little.
He's like a Harry Potter crossed with a country.
He was country? No, I don't think he was country.
He's kind of, but then he has kind of a rock thing going. I don't know. He's Harry Potter.
And then
he's more Harry Potter than anything.
And then Javier.
Either way, it doesn't matter because Devin's gone.
Right. America picked Javier and Adam picked Casey Weston.
I disagree with America's selection of Javier.
I don't know why you don't like Javier. I love his
because
voice.
Because he's...
And he's cute.
Because he's...
And he's a dad.
I don't... You know what? He's just plain. He's boring. There's nothing exciting about him.
Who would you rather they picked?
Jeff.
Why?
Because he at least was interesting. He at least has an interesting story. He has an interesting look about him, and he can sing well.
He's just country.
So what? I don't care for that either, but...
And he needed to wash his hair. I hate to pick on something physical about him, and I'm not mentioning anything about his size.
Okay,
it's
but
the
if
hair.
You're going to pick on...
He needed a haircut and to wash his hair.
And Javier needed to straighten that freaking hat out and stop wearing it.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
No, the crooked hat was dumb.
Stupid.
I agree. The crooked hat was bad. Okay, so now tonight, all the top eight performed, two from each team. Frenchie started off first, and Christina picked Like a Prayer for her.
Yeah, that was an interesting choice. I'm not sure it was the best one. I would have liked to actually... At first, I kind of had the assumption they were going to go with almost like a gospel...
Well, they even said that's what they were going to try and do.
Right, and it started out that way, but then quickly went into this really fast, upbeat dance thing that just didn't work. I mean, it...
And the background vocals almost drowned her out.
Yeah.
And everybody... I started paying too much attention to the dancers and not her. And I like Frenchie a lot. I wanted her to do really good.
She
and I was
kind of
disappointed with the song.
She doesn't have a lot of stage presence. She just is there singing. And if the dancers can compliment that, that's one thing. But having her up on that raised platform and having her very uncomfortably walk down while singing, it looked really awkward.
Right.
And I don't think it helped the performance at all.
No. You're right. But that's the same thing. Then next up was...
Let's not do them in order. Let's do them comparisons the way that they did them at the end because...
With the teams?
Yeah.
That's just because you want to talk about Beverly.
No, I want to talk about who you're going to be comparing them against.
Okay, so Frenchie is up against Beverly. Beverly did The Thrill Is Gone.
So, she did The Thrill Is Gone by Etta James. And
I actually liked it. Better than her other performances.
I liked her performance of it. I still want to see her do... a ballad, and not a jazzy thing that's toned down compared to how she normally does, which is kind of what they were describing this as.
Yeah.
And it was a better performance than I've seen her do, but I want to see her do something understated and soft, because I don't think she can do it. I don't think she's got it in her.
But do you have to? I mean, you don't necessarily have to do every type of music to be able to be a success.
But you do have to have range, and you do have to, because I'm not going to buy an album with 8 of the exact same song on it, or 10 of the exact, or 12, or 15 of the exact same song on
it,
which so far I've seen her do, 4 performances, and all of them have been almost identical, as far as the level of power and the voice she sings in. There's no range to it at all.
Yeah, I agree. Next up was CeeLo's team. Nakia was the first one up, and he did Adam Lambert. What do you can remember writing? What do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
We had to go look up the song. I knew the song, but I couldn't remember who sang it. And you didn't think you'd ever heard the song.
Yes, like Adam from Maroon 5.
He didn't know it either.
He didn't know it either, and I was fine with him not knowing.
It was a good performance. Nakia's face distracts me, though. Once I started looking at him more, and his jaw is out of line, and I just kept watching his tongue, and it was bothering me.
You are too focused on appearance.
I can't help
that
it.
That's
why this show is called The Voice. I'm supposed to just listen to The Voice, but they've taken that element of it away. And so now it's not just about The Voice. It's the appearance and everything.
I think Nakia did a great job.
No, he did do a great job on the song, When I Close My Eyes.
Going into tonight, it was him and Vicky on CeeLo's team. I really like Nakia. I didn't think Nakia stood a chance against Vicky, considering how they performed last week. But then Vicky comes out in her mohawk.
She had quite a mohawk tonight.
And as much power as she had in her mohawk, it was all taken out of her performance.
The mohawk drained the power from her voice.
Actually,
was that it?
Between the mohawk and the performance, because it was a very active and lively performance, but because it was Dog Days, I don't know.
Dark Days are over.
Is it Dark Days?
Uh-huh.
Whatever. That song did not showcase her voice in an effective way.
No.
That song is meant to be belted out. That song would have actually been a lot better for Beverly. Because she could have just belted that song out.
You wanted her to do a ballad.
I'm talking about for the type of voice they sing. The fact is, Vicky couldn't do it. She couldn't belt out the song to the level that she needed
to. No, I think she can belt it out. I think it was too high for her.
No, the only time it sounded good is when the background vocalist kicked in and harmonized her, and then it sounded good. As soon as that was over, it was back to just shouting.
Because it was too high for her.
That's just the way that song is.
Well, yeah, I know. I didn't say it was a good song for her. It was too high.
Yeah.
So actually, I think Nakia might get this one.
I prefer Nakia's performance this week.
Yeah. We agree too much.
Continue.
We need to find something else to argue about.
Continue.
We're going to agree about this one, too. Dia did Losing My Religion. She's on Blake's team.
Mm-hmm. This one's hard not to agree because I don't know why he ever picked Senya.
Yeah.
Senya should
still outclassed.
Yeah, she should not have ever been picked for this week. In the first place. Now, granted, she is only 16. And I think in 5-6 years, she is going to be a powerhouse. If she continues...
If she can break out of her shell.
Well, she's also only 16. I mean...
But you see 16-year-olds on Idol who... They're pretty seasoned already. And she's... Looks like she just wants to crawl into her skin and not let anybody see her.
How many performance opportunities do they have on Idol versus this show? We're to the point we're in the semifinals and we've seen them what, 4 times?
Right.
By this time, Idol would have had 15 performances.
She'd have been kicked off by now.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. Even when so Blake came out and sang a new song of his. Honeybee, which
that
is
was awesome.
The lyrics were terrible.
Will you be my sweet tea, honey?
No, but I will be your Conway Twitty.
What was the other one? Will you be my? I was saying something else.
I don't remember. I tried to forget it as soon as it was over. But about what 3/4 of the way through the song, the girls came out to kind of sing along with him, and Dia. Just kind of harmonized right in, didn't try to do anything other than just kind of be a background singer. Senya's voice is so different and unique that you could very clearly hear it against Blake's, and it wasn't with Blake's, it was against Blake's. I mean, it was just, it was not pleasant to listen to.
But part of that unusual quality of her voice is why people are liking her.
She's got a unique sound. It doesn't make it a good one. Unique does not.
I guess you could say I have a unique singing voice too, but that doesn't make it a good one.
Unique does not equal good.
Okay, ready for Adam's team?
Yeah. Do we talk about? I do want to say that I can't stand REM, and I especially don't like the song "Losing My Religion." But Dia's version kind of had this really cool Tori Amos vibe to it, and I really like Tori Amos. So I really thought that was a standout performance.
Yeah, I thought she did really, really well.
Regardless that she was against Senya, I think she had Senya beat hands down. It would have been tough for anybody to beat the performance that she put out there for Losing My Religion. So now we have
Adam's team.
Adam's team.
Casey started, and she did "I'll Always Love You," Dolly Parton and Whitney Houston. She did kind of more a Dolly version, though.
And I'm so thankful she did. I can't stand that song. I worked in retail. Actually, I worked at a restaurant when that song hit its popularity. And we would vie for control of the radio. And so, like, they let different people pick the radio throughout the different shifts. Inevitably, we would hear that song no matter what radio station it was on. If we switched stations through the shift, we would hear that song multiple times because it was such a crossover hit. It hit on the adult contemporary, it hit on pop, it hit on the R&B stations. So, like, no matter what station we put on, that song was on the radio. And I got to the point where I wanted to stab my ears out every time I heard it. I still kind of feel that way. Like I said, as soon as the performance was over, if I could get one version of that song to hear forever from now on, I would make it Casey's performance. It was great. I really liked it. And I'm not a big fan of country, and she definitely had a country vibe to it.
She was up against Javier, who did "Fix You" by Coldplay. I didn't know this song.
Not as familiar with this song. He started a little bit weak, but when the tempo of the song really kicked up, I thought he really did well. I was not a fan of his. I thought when America selected him this week to as a holdover from last week's performances, I disagreed. But I think he's kind of edges out Casey.
I think so.
This week.
Yeah, when she really talks, she has that little squeaky little girl voice.
That has nothing to do with it.
It does. I mean, it kind of carries over into her singing voice a little bit, and it's kind of...
I mean...
It's not as seasoned as he is. They were saying he's had record contracts and everything before. Fell through, but...
Well, that I mean, so that doesn't really count for anything. Hey, he's been in the business, and he has not been successful. Wow, what does that say?
Well, you could say that about a lot of them. Frenchie, I mean, look at her. She...
That's true. She's been around the circuit for a while. Any predictions on? So I guess we've laid out our predictions. Who we think? Let's kind of run down real quick.
Nakia versus Vicky. I think we both say Nakia.
I think Nakia.
Dia versus Senya. Dia. Casey versus Javier. Javier,
but I wouldn't count Casey out.
Frenchie versus Beverly. I want it to be Frenchie, but I think it will be Beverly.
Based on this week's performance alone, Beverly. Based overall, I think Frenchie.
I hope it is. I like her better.
I like Frenchie better, but I think just based on this week's performance, if we only base it on this week's performances, I think Beverly's got it.
So next week it gets down to four performing, and it's going to be part America's vote and part of a secret vote that was cast by the judges tonight, assigning each contestant a percentage of 100 points.
Yes. So we will find out tomorrow, which will happen after this episode drops. So
sorry we couldn't record this tomorrow. I have Bunko.
And I am recording two other podcasts. So we'll see. We'll figure something out. Maybe we'll put it in the show notes what the results of all that were and if we were right or not.
the Backseat Producers Group could go ahead and just record the results and add it to the end of this one.
No, because this will be edited and ready to drop.
Oh, okay.
Because I will be actively recording when this episode drops. So no, that's not going to happen.
Okay, next up, The Bachelorette.
Yes, The Bachelorette.
So, why do you always have that, The Bachelorette? As much as you hate it, you know how many seasons of this thing you've watched with me now?
I know. Why do you think I hate it so much? My problem is there's still too many of them.
Oh, yeah.
They take way too long to get it down to, like, 5 or 6 guys. If they were going to...
But you know in her mind, she already has it eliminated down to 5 or 6.
In her mind, she's got it. She had it eliminated down to 1 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and that's true.
He douched out. So that's not even a consideration.
But he's coming back.
Let's talk about it. We'll get there because okay. I have thoughts on this.
Okay. So they leave Phuket, Thailand, and they head to Chiang Mai.
That is not how that city is pronounced.
That's how they've been pronouncing it. And they head to Chiang Mai, Thailand, and they're all gushing about what a wonderful place it is to fall in love. And she goes on the first one-on-one date with Ben F.
Okay.
The monkey face one.
Oh, yeah. Monkey face.
So they wander around the city and the market and just kind of hang out. And
I'm on, like, a date with, like, a girlfriend, and we've been, like, we're like, on a date together. Wow. So congratulations. You are eloquent.
Then they go sit very awkwardly in front of this very old temple, and it's like he's going to move in and kiss her, and she says, oh, no, we can't. This is a holy place. It's, like, against the law. So then she just starts teasing him about how so great it's going to be later. So they go and they have dinner, and it's this really cool place where they have dinner out in this, like, courtyard garden place, and there's this beautiful intricate design and, like, oranges and yellows and reds. It's all over the ground.
It was all done in flowers. Swirly pattern,
yeah, and candles everywhere. It was really neat. And that's where they start making out the first time.
It's so ridiculous that they set them up in these ridiculous locations.
They have to make it pretty for camera.
No one ever goes there and does these things. It's like it's some people come here and do this. No, they don't. No one probably has ever done that, has ever had a meal in this location. In fact, you can see that there's, like, tarps laid out all over the ground around where they're sitting.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, there was.
Us.
No. No, 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 no. There were, like, tarps. There was cloth laid out around the table where they were sitting.
Well, yeah, that's so it was soft for them to sit on because they didn't have chairs.
The amount of area that that cloth took up was far more than necessary.
That criticism doesn't make any sense. Most of your criticisms of this show are completely valid, but I don't get the seating thing.
It's not the seating. It's the it's the location. It's they have co-opted a location that was never intended for the purpose that they're using it for. Mm. Kind of like, we're going to go out on a boat in the middle of a lake, except in one of those ornamental lakes in Vegas, while they're doing a water and
light
show.
That was awesome. They got to have dinner in the middle of the Bellagio fountain.
Yeah.
How freaking cool is that?
Because that is something that people do.
They will now.
No, they
The Bellagio will be, like, selling that to people.
That's boring.
Come have the Bachelorette dinner in the middle of our fountains.
That will never
That'd
happen.
Be awesome. Can we do that for our anniversary?
No.
Please?
No.
You're mean.
Yes, I am. Let's move on. We have injuries to report.
So she gave Ben the rose. They had a good date, so she gave him the rose.
Wah, wah.
Next up is group date. I don't remember who all's on it. Basically, the rest of them except
the rest of the guys,
no,
except for two.
The two, yeah, the last two. So they have the wonderful idea. The producers are just torturing the people on the show this year with the group dates. Between the roast and now this, they have to go practice some kind of Thai boxing, beat the crap out of each other. First, they practice beating the crap
How
out of each
shallow
other.
How is this? I mean, seriously, this is the biggest problem I have with the show, is that I'm just looking for somebody to care for and love me. You know what? No, you're not. You're looking for somebody that will do all this bizarre physical activity.
But she doesn't set this up. The producer set all this crap up.
But she is totally going along with it. It's not like she...
How else is she not supposed to? She's on the show. She's supposed to say, no, producers, you've gone through all this to set this crap up. She probably doesn't know about it until it's already done.
I doubt that.
I'm sure. They probably have these events planned before they even have the Bachelorette picked and the Bachelors picked.
That still does not get beyond the fact of how much she plays along with it and how she judges the guys as it's going on.
Like what she said.
She had no consideration for the physical well-being of these guys. She was just cheering for them because they were shirtless, sweaty, oily.
Woo-hoo!
And yeah. It's shallow and worthless. It is completely meaningless in the grand scheme of things. And it was stupid. It was
no,
just it
that's,
was just
that's
a
not
stupid...
pointless. That's good to see what they look like shirtless and oily and sweaty.
They would never get away with doing a competition like this on The Bachelorette. On The Bachelor.
Yeah, they do. They've had like
they have them get oiled up and,
well,
and mud wrestle.
No, but they
then
have
they
them do like bikini photo shoots.
Bikini photo shoot is not oiling up and wrestling, which is basically what happened. You can't argue that. It's the truth.
Doesn't matter.
Moving on. So the guys beat the living crap out of each other.
And one of them actually does get the living crap beat out of him and gets sent to the hospital. Ames, the dude with the weird creepy eyes. His eyes
are
like
I don't think
there was
anything,
apart.
I don't think there was anything wrong with
him.
He's
practically looked like a horse with his eyes on the side of his head.
That's true. That is true.
And these big weird fake teeth. I almost wish they'd just punched him right in the teeth and knocked those big old fake teeth out.
Ames, I mean,
poor Ames first gets stuck with the pink boxing gear.
And he didn't care. He was actually fine with these. Like, what difference does it make? Which is cool.
That
I mean,
was
that's
cool of him.
That's very cool of him. He gets out there and he's like, yeah, I am like a pacifist. I believe there is always a better way than to get in a fight. And
but
so
he's
what do they
buff.
Do? So what do? Is they make him get out there and try to fight, which he has no coordination when it comes to fighting at all. He's like punching and kicking at the same time. He's like
he totally
he's like
had girl eight, punches.
Yeah, he's like an 8-year old
girl
fighting, kicking and punching at the same time with opposite feet.
So he
totally
got the crap beat out of him. Went to the hospital. With
took
the
a couple. He took a couple of hard headshots.
Yeah. So then they cut away to like the cocktail party thing.
No, no, no.
Part of the group.
No.
What?
Let's back up for a second because then there's the guys talking about. Who was the one guy, Lucas? And he's like,
oh.
Yeah, that poor Ames, man. He just doesn't know how it is, you know, because the rest of us boys, we get out there and we get in street fights and stuff. And I'm like, what?
I don't know why that bothered you so much.
Because that just doesn't happen.
You're always telling me how boys beat up on each other in school.
In high school. He's saying, like, this is a Friday night for him.
Well, he does live in Texas.
So what? it's a common occurrence. Like it's Thursday. It's time to street fight.
I'm telling you, it's Texas. Maybe that's what they do.
They have just dragged the bottom of the barrel for these guys, and they've picked them up just based on looks. Somebody's gonna get punched in the face. It's probably gonna be her.
Please make it Ames. Knock those teeth out.
I see Ames, the more I actually like him because he's like, I think he is a victim of his circumstance and that he's probably just, his family is loaded and he just doesn't see the differences in
people.
You're
right, he can't see with those eyes.
Because when he first started the show, he gave this litany of things that he had done, and it's like no person could have done all the things that he said he did unless they were just loaded. Because he talked about all the places that he lived and all the things
Ivy League schools he's gone to.
Yeah, where the rest of the guys are like, yeah, I get in street fights, and work on the oil rig in Texas, and street fight. Because we street fight, because we're guys, because we do that, because we're guys and we street fight. What?
I don't know why that bothers you.
It is completely ridiculous.
Okay, so they move on to like the cocktail party part of the group date. Ames isn't there. They're wondering if he's coming, if he's still in the hospital. Nobody seems to know what's going on with him. So she's kind of hanging out, talking to the guys, and Ames does show up, but he's really out of it. You can tell he's having trouble talking and coming up with the right words. She ends up giving the rose that night to Blake. He's the other dentist guy. I guess he was sounding all insecure to her, and so she took sympathy on him and gave him the rose.
She should have gave it to Ames.
That's what I thought.
He took the headshot for
her.
You know, if anybody, he was the one that went out of his way, went out of his element, and was trying to be a good sport about something that he was uncomfortable doing, had no interest in, would have never done given the choice.
Right.
He deserved respect for that, if nothing else.
Well, maybe he already knew he was going on in the process because of that, and so maybe he didn't need the reassurance of the rose.
Maybe.
So anyway, then we get up to the two-on-one date, and it's Ben C. He's a lawyer from New Orleans, and William, the guy that totally beat on her in the roast.
Yeah.
And he told her that
William,
he wished that she was Emily or Chantal, and that she was used goods and all this, and totally made her cry.
You know what? That is not his problem. That is not the biggest mistake he made during this competition. we're coming to that quickly.
So they're having their date, and he's totally getting all competitive with Ben C. And ends up pulling Ashley aside and telling her that, totally throwing Ben under the bus, and says, hey, he keeps talking about how great he's going to do on all these online dating sites when he gets off the show. Well, Little Miss Insecurity, she can't stand that. She doesn't even give Ben a chance to defend himself, and she says,
she doesn't even tell him why. Right. She's like, you are leaving.
You're just leaving
now.
And usually they don't do it. They don't do the first cut that soon. They wait until like dinner time and do the first cut. So it was really surprising that she cut him then, and then walks him out and told him what was going on. And he didn't deny it. He just said, I'm sorry that someone couldn't tell I was joking. So he really did say it, but it could have been a joke. But really,
you know what?
If there's it was still like nine of them.
There's
so.
You know what? If there are nine guys who have been in this, have been cooped up for at least a couple of weeks at this point, yeah, you know what? They're going to be joking about stuff like
right.
that. Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I'm gonna get so much tail when I leave here. It's
exactly.
Not gonna,
and they spend so much more time with each other than they do with her.
Yeah.
So, of course, they're talking crap like that with each other. He is just a slime ball. William.
Yeah.
Because Ben actually seemed like a nice guy.
And she is broken. And this just proves it again. The first proof was this bizarre attachment to Bentley.
Yeah.
After she has been told that he's
there
no
just
good.
To publicize his business.
He did nothing to show her that that was not the case. Yet she was still infatuated with him to a point where she's ready to get rid of every other guy. And then he dumped her.
Right.
Good.
So then she has dinner with William, and he starts going on and on and on about what a kid he is and how he's not ready to be tied down and just wants to live life and have fun. Oh, that's not what she wants to hear. Her biological clock's going tick, 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 tick. So she doesn't want to hear that at all.
No, her Bentley clock is going tick, tick, tick. And she is in full-on mode of comparing every guy to this ideal image that she's built up in her head of Bentley. And she's doing direct comparisons at this point. If you don't live up to the ideal that she has of Bentley, bye. Period. That's what she's doing.
Right. So that's what she did. Bye. He's gone too. The guys are in the house are all celebrating when they come back and get the second bag. It looks like they did not like William at all. They were like celebrating when his bag got taken. So then we go to the rose ceremony, and not much happened during that. I don't even remember if they really socialized or anything, but Chris Harrison pulls her aside, and she's boo-hooing, whining about Bentley.
No,
and
she pulled Harrison aside about that.
Closure, and because Bentley left her with this dot, dot, dot. And if he just hadn't left her with the dot, 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 then maybe she'd be able to have closure and understand where he was coming from.
Because apparently that was something they said.
He said it during when he was...
This is a dot, 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 not a period. You know what, you morons? It's an ellipsis. It's not a dot, dot, dot. You're going to get punched in the face the next time I see any of you.
Okay, but if somebody's having a conversation about this, if they're trying to be cutesy, they're not going to say an ellipsis. They're going to say dot, dot, dot.
No, that's stupid.
Well, the whole idea of
the whole idea is completely moronic.
Yeah.
And somebody wrote it for him.
It was because he was trying to get out of it nicely without looking like a total ass. Of course, everybody else has seen he's a total ass.
Wait, I don't understand this. This doesn't make any sense.
Because you slept through this one. You slept through when he broke up with her.
This doesn't make any sense, though. Is he completely unaware of the show, of what is going to happen the week before the finale? When all this stuff gets brought out, and he's going to get dredged back into this?
Well, and now she's already seen it. She was on the cover of People this week talking about how she's watched the show and seen what he said about her behind her back, and, you know, she's just crushed and all this about it. So, I mean, it didn't even make it that far. They didn't have to get to the reunion show. She's already seen it all now. And
well, yeah,
because
she watches it live every week.
Yeah.
But he would have to have known that he would have had to face this consequence at some point. So why let the charade go on during the breakup?
Right.
That's just cruel.
Yeah. And I think that's what he is. So she just whines and cries and cries.
But
and
she's kind of getting what she deserved.
So Harrison says, okay, well, let's go have the rose ceremony.
I loved Harrison during this point. He's like, I see your point. He's kind of on the other side of the planet right now. So, can we finish this rose ceremony?
So she goes and she kicks off Nick, the surfer guy.
Yeah, because there was, seven?
I think there might have been, there might have been 11,
left.
Because
there,
I think there was eight on the boxing
there
date,
were eight
and
left.
Then there was one in the two.
Right, right. So there was 11 total. She kept the one earlier. She got rid of the two during the double date. There were eight guys left. She gave seven of them roses because she was theoretically she would have gotten rid of two of them during that that eight man group, but she had already dumped two earlier.
Right. So she got rid of the surfer guy, and not really a surprise. They hadn't had a one on one or anything.
Yeah.
It was all group dates. So. But then the previews show that Bentley comes back next week, and she goes to his door and surprises him. Well, not surprises him, but... So we'll have to see what happens then.
I want to see... Do they say it's Bentley?
Yeah, they showed him.
Okay.
The previews last night was the first time they had showed him answering the door. Before, they had just showed her knocking on the door. This time they actually showed him opening it and smiling at her.
You know what I would love to see is for them to show his show her like 15 minutes of Bentley confessionals,
and then have her go. That'd be awesome.
That would be, or have him knock on the door.
Oh, she'd be crying so hard. That'd be awesome.
She deserves it. I can't stand this person. I really can't. She's shallow. She's pathetic. She has. Absolutely no concept of what...
You can't judge her as being shallow because they're just picking out from her little confessionals and stuff what they want us to hear.
Okay.
I mean, every time she happens to mention what somebody looks like, that could be what they're editing into the show. So you can't... That's not fair.
There's an awful lot of that, though. An awful lot of it.
She is judging. There always is. There always is on these shows.
Okay. Whatever. But she also... has not given this show a fair shake for 3 weeks at least.
No, because she's been so hung up on him.
Yeah. So I think the producers have failed the show. I honestly do. I think what they should have done when Bentley left is to sat her down and shown her the confessional footage and said, look.
So she could get over it.
Because,
get over the dot, dot, dot.
Because all she's doing now is dwelling on this this what if that is ridiculous.
But that doesn't make good TV. I'm sitting here, ooh, what's going to happen next week when Bentley comes? That makes good TV.
If I was those other guys, though, I would sue the production.
The guys,
I would
sue
the production company and I would sue her.
Why? What grounds?
Breach of contract. She is not giving them an opportunity.
She's not in a contract with them.
The producers are.
Well, yeah.
I didn't say just her.
So you're going to sue because you get rejected on a reality show? How pathetic would that look?
No, I'm going to sue because I'm not given a fair opportunity on a reality show.
That the only prize is getting engaged. It's not like there's a cash prize or anything.
They get money for every week they stay on the show. I mean, let's be realistic. There is a cash prize. And the longer you stay on, the more you're highlighted, the better your opportunities are after you leave the show.
To get picked as the Bachelor. Or do you see any of the ones that are left that could be picked as The Bachelor next time?
No.
I don't really either.
Ames.
Oh, God, no. I can't watch a whole season of him and his eyes. Nightmares.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who they pick. It'll be the same stuff. It'll be the same. Let's throw a crazy chick in there to amp up the drama.
Oh, that was the thing about Nick. That was the only interesting thing about Nick. He looked like Vienna from Jake's season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm quickly losing interest in any of the guys that are left. There's very little that's interesting about any of them. They don't have interesting stories. The only standouts right now are the guy from Texas who fights people in the street and Ames, who looks like a horse and is a pacifist.
There's the two guys that look like brothers, Constantine and the monkey face guy. Ben.
They're both monkey faces. So,
but they totally look like brothers.
Yeah, they are only there to hype up the Rise of the Planet of the Apes movie. Fully convinced of this. It's a producer plant, both of them. She's made to keep them around because by the end of the season, they're going to be showing the trailer for Rise of the Planet of the Apes. They're showing how realistically the makeup looks by highlighting these two guys.
Boy, I sure hope nobody connected with the show would ever hear this.
If they would, I hope they do. And I hope they send us a cease and desist, because then we will get popular.
More popular than being banned in China?
We're already banned in China. So.
Okay, I think that's about all I have to talk about.
Ah, good.
Well, I have so enjoyed talking to you, too.
I wish we would have started with The Bachelor, because I can't stand it.
Okay.
I don't like ending on the show. I would have liked ending on The Voice. Cause I have more
okay,
to talk
well,
about.
Talk. Say something else about The Voice.
I have nothing else to
Woo-hoo,
say about
The Voice. There, do you feel better?
No. What's that new show that's coming out in a couple of days?
Expedition Impossible.
That starts this weekend?
Or it starts Thursday.
Thursday?
Mm-hmm, 23rd.
So that'll if you're be listening fun. To this on Thursday, you can watch it on Thursday.
Because we'll have it to talk about next week.
Finally, something else to talk about.
The Love in the Wild starts sometime soon, too.
You can talk about that.
You're so fun.
It looks like a joke. It doesn't look like it's...
Yeah, it seems more like one of those average Joes or Joe Schmo, something like that.
You know, it looks like people think they're going on a dating show, but they're really going on something more akin to
Survivor.
Like Survivor Lite that is just set up to make fun of these people who think they're going on a dating show. I mean, that's what I see
in
the commercials.
Be awesome.
It's like
totally make fun of these people thinking they're going on a dating show.
It's kind
of
like a dating show crossed with Survivor crossed with Wipeout.
I think that sounds awesome.
Okay, anything else?
Nope, I think that's
it. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Talk to you later.
Or 3 years from now.
3 years from now.
2 years, 11 months. May of 2014. Episode 5. See ya.